Hello, this is Ann from Michigan.
I've been a caregiver for my dad and now a guardian. I can remember right where I was on the highway when I came upon your channel. I live alone now after my husband of 36 years left me. The best medicine to combat my deep sadness and feeling of being used and then pushed aside is my family and AFR. Thank you so much. I love you.
In honor of Brother Don Wildman and his wife Linda, it's Founders Day on American Family Radio. It's been more than 40 years since Reverend Don Wildman felt a calling from the Lord and began pouring all his energy and resources into starting a new ministry. Since then, countless lives have been touched by God through AFA and AFR.
The only promise I've ever made to people who give us money, that is, we'll be the best stewards of their money, their gifts, as we can be.
To help us honor Brother Don's hard work and faithfulness to the Lord, you can call 877-616-2396 and make a pledge of support to AFR. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to my favorite part of the day, the afternoon, getting to spend time with you, prescribing hope for healthy families. And let me tell you, I am here in Tupelo, broadcasting live from Share-a-thon. So excited. I came from Houston all the way through Chicago this morning, and I am really excited to have a celebrity co-host today. I mean, honestly, he's a little bit famous, a lot bit famous to a lot of you, I think. I am joined by the one, the only, J.J. Jasper, right here from American Family Radio. J.J., thank you so much for being my co-host today.
I feel the same way, Dr. Nurse Mama. I'm thinking it was about a year ago when you came and you did the devotion, and all of the AFA and AFR staff fell in love with your effervescence, and just the devotion that you shared, and then now the program that you've had, I guess, about a year now, and offering practical and biblical help to moms that are just struggling, well, to everyone listening. So, yeah, I feel pretty blessed to be right here with you. What a wonderful opportunity on day two of our three-day fall Share-a-thon.
And y'all, I didn't even pay him to say any of that. I mean, that's pretty exciting. But we are here in Share-a-thon, and you're right, JJ, we're almost a year old. Our one-year birthday is next week, and that's a pretty big deal around here because shows that are on the radio, they stay for a long time, and listeners get attached. And so the fact that I have just found such a home with the American Family Radio family. I always joke and say, I show up and say, okay, well, I got the casserole. Where do I go? Let's just have a little fellowship here today. But we are here in this room and I am looking around and there are tables and tables and tables and tables and tables and tables of volunteers who are taking your calls to support the work of the American Family Association, American Family Radio. So I want to give the phone number right away. We want you to call in and support all of this wonderful work, the wonderful services that are provided to you. They take resources. So call at 1-877-616-2396. That's 1-877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. Walker Wildman, who was just before us, told me that they took 600 calls during his hour.
Wow.
And usually we have Wesley here. Wesley wasn't able to join, and I get a little competitive, JJ. Are you competitive?
I'm right there with you. I know where you're going with this. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's get on the phone, and we'll just continue to... I feel hopeful, honestly, looking at this room, smiling faces, volunteers, giving their time. And now that this is my second Share-a-thon, JJ, there's a lot of familiar faces in here, people who drove from a long way away and are staying and are just helping just because they love what AFA does.
And so many of you hear that friendly voice here in the middle of the day, and we hope that you've had a great day and you trust Dr. Nurse Mama and you really do hear her heart for faith, family, and freedom. And all again, all these practical and biblical ways to improve and strengthen your marriage and your children and your grandchildren. And so, yeah, if you appreciate Dr. Nurse Mama, please give us a call right now, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. Now, our theme is Revive Us Again, but in full disclosure, you know, they toss around ideas for a theme, and it's October. I was wanting us to name it the Pumpkin Spice Share-a-thon. It's
I October. Would have voted for that.
Well, I mean, you got the
pumpkin spice kind of
yeah,
girl.
You got the pumpkin spice candles, pumpkin spice latte, pumpkin spice oil change, pumpkin spice deodorant. And kind of I was thinking, you know, if you can't beat them, join them. Let's have the Pumpkin Spice Share-a-thon. But it was nixed, and so something about, I don't know, revival. I guess that's something that's needed.
I guess so, but I would have voted for the pumpkin spice thing, JJ. I really would have. And, you know, one of the things I think that has been really nice for my listeners is we brought a lot of new listeners in to American Family Radio saying, where has this been all my life? How come I didn't know about this? And they may not know about your show in the morning. So why don't you introduce yourself to people who may be new?
Well, thank you. Our station is divided down the middle. It's half talk and then half music. I'm on the music side, JJ and John in the morning. You can get the app. It's free. Go to your app store. It has music hybrid. There'll be several selections, but if you want to hit music hybrid, so we get to wake people up in North Dakota, North Carolina, Texas, and all across the country, just like you get to spend afternoons with our wonderful listeners. And along with being on the radio, I get to travel a lot. I was in Batesville, Arkansas this past weekend. My wife was able to join me at a gala. The weekend before that, I was in Bonham, Texas, Pregnancy Resource Center events. And I meet so many listeners face-to-face who say the things that you expect to hear. I learn so much. I'm so thankful for news that I can trust. I appreciate a conservative, Christ-centered ministry. But here's what I hear. People say, hey, if I can ever help with anything, please let me know. Well, that's what we're doing. We're letting you know. 3 days in the springtime, 3 days in the fall. We just remind you we're listener-supported. We don't get government grants. We don't rely on commercials per se, but we rely on God's goodness and your generosity and your coming through. Thank you for calling 877-616-2396. All we need is one more call than Walker got.
That's right. Exactly. I would be happy with that. I would really love to walk out of here and say 601.
That's right.
That's what I would love to say. And you know, you're right, JJ. Our listeners are so good about helping us because it takes a lot of resources to be able to put on these programs. But we like to help our listeners too. So one of the ways that we were able to help the listeners on our show this week was through 8 Days of Hope.
Yes.
Now that is one of our ministry partners here at American Family Association. They do a lot of different things, but right now they're engaged in disaster relief. They are on the ground in North Carolina, in Georgia. We interviewed someone from 8 Days of Hope last week, and if you are in need of help, or you have family members who are in the southeast that were affected by Hurricane Helene, or you have family in the path of Hurricane Milton that is barreling down towards Florida, and believe us, our prayers are with you. I am a lifelong resident of the Gulf Coast. JJ, I grew up in Houston. I have lived through many storms. I know what that anticipation is like, the anxiety and the needs that you have after that. So if you have family there or you are there, you can email info@8daysofhope.com. Now you're going to spell out 8, E-I-G-H-T, info@8daysofhope.com, or you can go to their website, 8daysofhope.com, and there is a feature on there that you can contact them if you need help. They'll tell you the areas where they are, where they're working, and if they are not in your area, they have a big network of churches all over the country, and they can connect you with people who may be able to help you with whatever needs they had. Now, JJ, for me, I actually, even before I came to AFR, I met 8 Days of Hope because they were in my hometown in Houston after Hurricane Harvey. devastating storm for our area. Very, very devastating. But they came and they helped us rebuild. They stayed. They stayed and stayed and stayed. And one of the things that they told us was that sometimes people come to help, and then, you know, it kind of falls off the news and you forget and you think, yes, that was terrible. But these kinds of rebuildings take a long time. So if you want to volunteer, you can go and know all of the things to volunteer. They take kids age 16 and up. So if you're looking for something, even maybe over Thanksgiving, my family is looking at that. How can we have a day of service over our Thanksgiving break to give back? So that's just one of the many ministries, JJ. I'm sure you can think of a lot more.
Well, to give a little backstory, because you may not know this, 8 Days of Hope, Steve Tiber and company, way back during Katrina, Steve Tiber, along with his dad, Katrina hit. They said, we just need to do something. So they're going to get some bottled water, a few things, head there with some chainsaws and try to help. And before he was leaving, or maybe when he returned, no, it was before he left, and he actually amassed quite a bit of things to take in terms of relief for Katrina there on the Gulf Coast. And he approached Brother Don and asked about some help. And Brother Don gave a sizable check to Steve Tiber to start, to launch 8 Days of Hope. So this is the ministry, just like we partner with Operation Christmas Child, packing those shoeboxes, Samaritan's Purse, the different ministries that we have. 8 Days of Hope, actually one of the ministries that was launched. And boy, you're right, Steve Tiber and company, thousands and thousands of you listening have volunteered on that short-term mission project. In fact, Steve Tiber, when they're in a town after a flood, a hurricane, a tornado, he will ask, how many of you heard about 8 Days of Hope on AFR? And he said 80% of the hands go up in each and every town. So when you're praying for this ministry, when you're calling 877-616-2396, it's ministries like that where we just want to offer teaching and preaching and the hope and the encouragement that you get, the things that you learn from a Christian worldview, the things that you learn listening to Dr. Nurse Mama. Again, so practical, and you have so many aha moments when you hear her talk about different ways to just come alongside and maybe make some tweaks in your parenting, and you say, "That I think that will work," and you apply that, and you just start to see some surge forwards as being a parent or things in your community. 877-616-2396, the number to call on day two of our 3-day fall share-a-thon.
You know, all those nice things that you just said about my show, JJ, thank you so much for that. You know, I actually hear that from my husband. That's what he'll tell me. You know, I listened to this radio show today, and I got a tip from a wise woman, because he's a really avid listener. And honey, it's time for you to call in. I want the phone to ring. So he is a great supporter, 877-616-2396. And JJ, a fun backstory for me about Steve. We had Steve on the show back in January, and he actually was in Buffalo at the time during an awful blizzard, and he was
A blizzard in Buffalo, New York? I'm shocked by that.
It really is kind of shocking, but just go with me for a minute, because he was snowed into his house, but he still did the radio show with us. And Steve, one of the other things that 8 Days of Hope does is they build homes for people who have experienced human trafficking.
Yes.
Now, that's primarily what I do as a professor. That's my main area of scholarship and work. And even just yesterday, I was at a community in Texas, in Longview, Texas, actually, if any of you live out there. I know we have a lot of Texas listeners, where we had a community coalition talking about what can we do. And Steve Tiber and 8 Days of Hope is just one of those organizations that is doing such great work. But when our listeners are calling to give, then they are helping to support AFA, but they're helping AFA support 8 Days of Hope. So if you are sitting there looking at all of these devastating pictures that have happened after the hurricane, and you think, what can I do to help? Helping AFA helps us fund ministries like 8 Days of Hope to go out there and do something. So that is a way that you can help. And even if you're not able to give, if you're able to give, call 877-616-2396. But the most important thing that you can give, and I promise you this is true, I know you'll back me up on this, is your prayers.
Mm.
We need your prayers for sure.
Prayer is the difference maker. Someone rightly said, anything you're not praying about, anything you're not praying about, you're trying to do on your own. So thank you for your love and your prayers and your support of AFA and AFR. Day two of Share-a-thon, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or you can give securely and safely at AFR.net.
And when we come back, JJ, I have a letter from a listener that was mailed to me that was just so special to me and really talked about something that they learned by listening to the show on AFR and how it changed their life. So I'm going to share that when we come back.
Well, see, now I feel a little bit sad because all I had was a dad joke. I was just going to say, how do you fix a cracked pumpkin?
I don't know.
How do you fix a cracked pumpkin with a pumpkin patch?
Your continued support of the American Family Association keeps us on the front lines of America's culture war.
This is James Carter in Robstown, Texas. I'm a longtime AFR listener. I have the app on my phone now. I work by myself in my truck all day long, and the scripture that came to mind was, as iron sharpens iron, so a brother sharpens the countenance of another, and you guys sharpen me. It's great to be able to spend time with y'all all day while I'm working. I'm in and out of the truck, and you guys have some great programming and great, great people there. And y'all love the Lord, and I love the Lord, and it's great to spend time with y'all. So I hope it is encouraging to you to know that you got people like me who you touch every single day. Thank you.
It's day two of Share-a-thon, and it's Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman for his hard work and faithfulness to the Lord.
Faithfulness is the word.
You can join us in honoring Brother Don for your support of this ministry. Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Well, hey, everybody, and welcome back. We are here live with the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, but it is Share-a-thon week. We only do this twice a year. This is one of 2 weeks where we raise support for the ministry. If you have been blessed by the programs coming to you through American Family Radio, we have so many good programs, lots of music, lots of news, lots of encouragement, Bible study, prayer, so many things. Then we would love for you to call in and to support the ministry. That's 877-616-2396. 877-616-2396, or you can go to AFR.net. I am sitting in a room full of volunteers who all have smiling faces, and they're pretty full. Like, we don't starve at Share-a-thon. There's some good food out there. And I am sitting in the company of none other than JJ Jasper, host of the morning show. Thanks so much for joining me, JJ.
Oh, thank you for including me. What a treat. Thank you, Jessica. You know, today is the second day of our three-day fall Share-a-thon, and it is actually Founders Day. So the spotlight is on the life, the memory, the legacy of Brother Don Wildman. In fact, there's a movie about his life, Culture Warrior. We've been telling you about that. You can watch the trailer. It really is incredibly inspiring. We got a sneak preview, and we're able to see that. And I felt like I kind of lived that in real time because I've known Brother Don for several decades, worked with him every single day, a country boy from Dumas, Mississippi, who married a school teacher, married a sweetheart, and unassuming, a Methodist preacher. And he always said, one person can make a difference. When people say, well, I'm only this, I'm only a salesman, I'm only a farmer, I'm only a factory worker, I'm only a stay-at-home mom, what can one person do? And Brother Don was always, well, he famously would say, God hasn't called you to be successful. He's called you to be faithful. Bloom where you're planted. Glorify God where you are right now on a day just like today. And his life is what a life completely surrendered to the Lord looks like, what a life yielded to the Lord. And so we're thinking about Brother Don. the founder of AFA and AFR, son Tim Wildman, the Wildman family. Jessica, I was privileged to be one of the speakers at his funeral. It was such an honor they asked me to speak. And some of the words that I used to describe Brother Don: dedicated, humble, wise, fearless, tireless, courageous, hardworking, relentless. He really was a visionary. He was a modern-day prophet. And though he is a very humble man, he was like a military general. There was never a doubt in anyone's mind that he was in charge. He commanded the utmost respect from others and struck fear in the hearts of the bad actors in Hollywood and Washington, D.C. He really was a champion, a true hero of the faith. And Brother Don never in his lifetime ever backed down from a fight. He was criticized. He was cursed. He was mocked. People in Hollywood, on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., but he just had such a heart for faith, family, and freedom to advance the kingdom of God, to help protect our children and children's children. And he was looking out for you and your children. He was just that kind of a person. Jesus said, greater love has no one than this, that they lay down their life for a friend. Brother Don gave up his life to try to build what we now, what you're hearing on the radio, an internet presence, movie makers, a magazine, just trying to make America a better place, a safer place, and to share the gospel.
Well, you know, I did not ever have the privilege of meeting him, of meeting Don Wildman in real life, but I feel like I have, because I see, even looking across from me, I see his children who are all actively involved. And my favorite picture of Don is over there. And I know that our viewers can't see this at home, but it is like, you know, if you go to an amusement park or maybe a street artist that draws a little caricature, that's what the picture looks like. And it's him pushing a janitor's cart. And that really got my attention the first time that I came here to AFA headquarters. And I said, what is the story behind this picture? Because clearly there was a story. And just what you're describing, JJ, is that he was a man of extraordinary humility. And you were even sharing with me, just he lived out that humility, his home, his car, his possessions, his life, the way that he laid his life down. And I have seen his sons with my own eyes cleaning upstairs, because they take and rotate janitor duties to steward the building that the listeners have funded, that God has provided. They want to take care of that. And I think that's a really amazing family legacy.
Brother Don wore a $10 watch. You would see him routinely emptying the trash. Someone took a picture. Now our campus has grown, and we've got buildings across the street. Here's our new building. Then you go across the street to the old building. Someone took a picture of Brother Don walking across the street with a toilet plunger in his hand. Now, your average CEO, COO, the founder of a ministry, yeah. You know, that you have almost 200 radio stations in 36 states. There used to be an attorney, a handful of attorneys that would fight for religious freedom and homeschoolers, magazine going out to 300,000 people. You don't see that guy walking across the street with a plunger to go unstop the toilet. You see those people with a, you know, in a limo or with an entourage. Brother Don, very, very wise, very humble, and truly a servant leader. Hey, I know we're talking about him, but the hero of Brother Don's story is Jesus. And it's not the man, it's how God used an ordinary man, and he did extraordinary things in and through him. And we want to ask you to partner with us as we continue that legacy of sharing the gospel, the teaching, the preaching, all the news and information that you trust. Please, a gift of any amount as you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, as today on Founders Day that we're honoring the founder of AFA and AFR.
Well, you know, JJ, you and I have been given the start of a challenge, the Founders Day Challenge, that we are trying to raise $50,000 in the next 3 hours. But JJ, by my calculation, as I'm looking at the numbers roll in, we're about a third of the way there. So
wonderful.
Let's beat Walker. I want to bead Walker and how many calls he had. He had 600. We're looking for 601. So we have some volunteers with empty phones right now. You can call 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We would love for you to call in and join in your support. Now, JJ, we interviewed MD Perkins, who produced this movie. Really interesting story. And I encourage my listeners to watch out for that show, because it is going, is coming up soon. We'll air that around the time that Culture Warrior debuts. But MD told us that his call to ministry actually started with Indiana Jones.
Really?
I know. See, wasn't that surprising? So you never know what you might learn here and what God will use to spur a ministry that you never even knew. Yeah, that's what MD told us inspired him to go into filmmaking, was seeing that movie.
Well, he did an amazing job, and the movie is riveting. It is a documentary, but you're going to be inspired. I think it's going to cause a spark of this next generation to rise up, because you don't know where the next Billy Graham is, or the next Stephen Curtis Chapman, or the next Michael W. Smith or Adrian Rogers. And so we just trust that God will use this in a big way. And you can go to culturewarriormovie.com, I believe, and watch the trailer. But if you just go to the American Family Association website, you can find that trailer.
You know, it's exciting to me, because as I look at the ministry of AFA, it's about, oh, this pains me to say it, it's about as old as I am. And so I'm grateful that there were leaders before who are thinking about future generations. And again, I'm still the baby on the block here for the shows. We are about to have our first birthday, so really excited about that. But looking at the generational legacy, I can tell you, coming in from the outside and looking, it's amazing to see how many families work here together, how many families serve here together, and how many have been around for so long. You know, and you had the privilege of knowing Don Wildman. And is there any particular story that you'd like to share, JJ?
Oh, so many. So Brother Don was very, very frugal. Well, let me just say it. He was cheap. And he knew that this was not his money. This was $5 a month gifts, people on fixed income. And he was such a good steward of the finances that came into the ministry. We had a metal building, kind of a cheap metal building. Occasionally it would leak, the cheapest carpet that you could get. And then when we expanded and added to the building, we were going to get some sod laid. And so they showed up with pallets of sod. And then Brother Don got on the loudspeaker, and he said, the people that were going to lay the sod, he said, they're asking too much money. He said, so everybody that's not wearing a skirt, I want you out in the front. Everybody come out in the front. Stop what you're doing. We're going to lay this sod. And we got out, you know, June, July, Mississippi in the South.
That's hot.
And everybody's on their hands and knees, plop, plop, laying this sod, you know, and everybody in jeans, some in khaki pants, you know, some with a shirt and a tie. And it was just so funny. That's a Brother Don moment. And then another time, I can tell you, because he didn't have a bodyguard, as I mentioned, he didn't have an entourage. He just had a cluttered office, always working. I would arrive about 5:30 in the morning. Oh, a little fun fact.
Okay.
When we flipped the switch on our very first station, I was the very first person on the very first day to say good morning.
You are kidding.
Morning guy on all the stations for 20 years maybe, and then we split to half talk, half radio. But Brother Don would beat me every morning. He would be in his office every single morning, and he was the last one to leave. And then Brother Don's story, when you think, okay, you know, here's a Mississippi farm boy, you know, that's just was a Methodist minister, and he's just a hard worker and very focused and deliberate. Well, I'm walking through the hall when I realize what an extraordinary way God was using him. Walking through the hall, this was during the first President Bush, in the White House. Mm-hmm. Walking down the hallway, and I hear over the intercom, Brother Don, President Bush on line one, President Bush on line one. And the President of the United States of America was calling him to ask his advice about a family policy and ask would he guide him. And I stopped, I can tell you, right where I was in the building. I thought, however much I think that I'll be able to accomplish in my lifetime, I know with 100% certainty that the President of the United States of America is never going to call me and say,
never say
never. What's your take on this? I want to pick your brain and get your advice. And you never, ever heard Brother Don say anything about that or say anything about the – I could just go on and on about the Arlington group. He gathered together Dr. James Dobson, Dr. Adrian Rogers, gathered the who's who of Christian leaders together, called them the Arlington group. He said, we need to be on the same page. We're all over the place. Some are building colleges. Some are building buildings. We're going to lose our culture if we're not on the same page. And they said, okay, what do we do next? And he said, well, you guys – pick a leader, and we'll call the, you know, they met in Arlington. They said, let's call it this Arlington group. They said, well, Dr. Dobson, Dr. Adrian Rogers, D. James Kennedy, they said, well, you're the obvious leader. You've got the vision. This was your idea. We trust you, Don. And he was the leader of all of those guys in that group that you probably never heard of because he did so many things behind the scenes. He was relentless, fighting for the faith, fighting for your family, fighting for decency, trying to push back the stem of the tide of pornography, all these things that he could see a long way off that was going to be a scourge on our nation. So if you believe in the ministry of AFA and AFR, please give us a call.
877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. We are having the Founders Challenge. You can call and give in honor of Don Wildman. And I have a question for you about that President Bush thing, JJ. Did you take the phone and say, President Bush, if you could only see him, he's holding a plunger right now while he's giving you advice?
No, I didn't take the call. The secretary did, but I know I'm talking way too much. But if you can allow me to say one more thing. People that, you know, as you mentioned, you never got to meet Brother Don.
I didn't.
And I worked alongside him for 2 decades. When my wife and I, a quick story, we had bought a farm. We had horses and cattle at the time. We had 3 little girls, 1 little boy. Tragically, our son died in an accident on our farm. Fast forward, we had another little baby on the way, a little baby boy. And so we were just so excited about a second chance and the mercy and faithfulness of God. We were having a little boy. We were going to name him Bodie. But we were looking for the middle name, and you parents know how, you know, you want to get the just right name, it's, you know, family name, something from the Bible. It's just very, very important when you're trying to pick a name for your baby. And so we said, let's name Bodie. Let's let his middle name be of somebody in our life, a youth pastor, a pastor, somebody that has strengthened us, ministered us, that has been a general of the faith, that's been had the biggest impact in our life. We named our son Bodie Ellis Jasper after Donald Ellis Wildman. So we named our son after Brother Don. So, you know, I think I could drop the mic right there and say that's how much respect we had for him, and that's the character and integrity that he had. And, you know, as an employee, you'll do anything to get a raise. You know, I need to throw that in there as well.
Well, I see you getting all, you know, teary-eyed, and how can you not hearing that kind of story? What I can't think of a more authentic tribute. You're right. Your child's name is so special, and to have that, that's just a demonstration of the real-life impact that Don had and is continuing to have, even to generations who may not know him, but will know him by the fruit that grows from the seeds that God planted early in his ministry. You can call and contribute. Tribute to that at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396. JJ, that is just such a beautiful tribute. I really don't even know where to go from there.
Well, you talked about his authentic life and his testimony. That's why we're so excited about the Culture Warrior movie. I know, yeah. I keep going back to that, but it is Founders Day. They took about 3 years to make that, even as he was failing in his health, as a way to say, here's his legacy, let's tell his story. And so you can go to, I think you can go to afa.net, or you can go to culturewarrior.movie maybe, but you can find that easy enough. Watch the trailer, and then when it comes out here this fall, watch that with a small group, maybe show it in your church on a Sunday night. It really will ignite something in you to say, okay, I can do this. I want to be salt and light. I want to bloom where I'm planted, in my neighborhood, in my classroom, on my campus, at my factory. Whatever city you're in, you can make a difference for the cause of Christ.
And you know, JJ, I feel like my kids are already going to start texting me saying, see, somebody's crying on your show. So you always make somebody cry. But I don't. We're just so overwhelmed by emotion and the goodness of God.
Amen.
How can it not move you to tears? So yes, kids, we're crying again. I am not ashamed of that at all. Listen, give us a call, 877-616-2396. I know I didn't get to my listener letter, but we were derailed by President Bush and the name of your child. But I'll get to it when we come back after this break.
In honor of Brother Don and Linda Wildman, it's Founders Day on AFR.
Brother Don Wildman became my friend over 20 years ago. I was pastoring here in a church in Tupelo, Mississippi, where AFA was headquartered. I'd heard about Don Wildman, but then I met him. And because of our roots being rural, I think we had an instant friendship. And after I was introduced to him, he asked me to be on the board, and I was in that leadership position for over 20 years. And I remember one of the times after the journal was being used and we were looking at expanded, he introduced to us the idea of a radio station right here in Tupelo. Well, that took place in one meeting. The next one we came to, he was introducing us to the very idea of a network of over hundreds of stations. And he said, we can do it. And all the board looked at him and says, here we go again. And Don Wildman, I'm privileged to know him. And he was able to take me into the vision of looking what God could do. And today, because Brother Don had that vision, we're blessed to have the message of Jesus Christ to be taken to a nation and even to a world. Don Wildman was that visionary leader, and I'm thankful that I know him.
Brother Don has been standing in the gap for families, and Linda has been standing behind him since the inception of this ministry more than 40 years ago. We praise the Lord for our founders' obedient service, and we invite you to make a gift in their honor during Share-a-thon on AFR.
This is James, caller from San Angelo, Texas, to let you know that each day I look forward to being blessed by AFR, American Family Radio. Sandy Rios puts a smile on my face with her upbeat attitude while challenging me to daily pray for our country and its leaders. Pastor Jeff Shreve from his Heart Ministry is super. He always preaches truth and love. Bert and Alex, well, they amaze me and educate me with their great Bible question and answers on the Exploring the Word show. Tony Perkins' show, Washington Watch, shines the light and the truth and the lies of the politicians and helps us know how to pray for our country. Abraham Hamilton. On the Hamilton Corner, he cracks me up with his humor and his deep understanding of our Christian legal rights. This crazy, unholy world, woke world that we're living in. AFR, please, please keep up the great work. Keep speaking the truth boldly each day. You're helping us to daily know, to grow, and to go for Jesus Christ. Bless you.
Thank you for listening to American Family Radio on Founders Day. We're honoring Brother Don Wildman as he honored the Lord.
I would just like to see every person in America have access to American Family Radio.
Call now at 877-616-2396 and make your pledge. That's 877-616-2396. Or give online at AFR.net. It's Founders Day on American Family Radio.
Welcome back, friends. We are coming to you live here from Share-a-thon. This is just twice a year that we ask for your support of the ministry. And you heard the phone number. It's 877-616-2396. And you heard that we are honoring Don Wildman, the founder of American Family Association today. And we are trying to raise $50,000 in this block in his honor. And JJ, my co-host today, JJ Jasper from The Morning Show. I know many of you know him and love him. We were talking about the movie Culture Warrior and trying to figure out the website, JJ. It's on the back of his shirt.
It's on the back of my shirt.
It's right here.
Yeah. Big bold letters, culturewarrior.movie. culturewarrior.movie. I encourage you to check that out and watch the trailer. Yeah, 3-day Fall Share-a-thon. This is day two. It's Founders Day. We're shining a spotlight on the life, on the memory, on the legacy of Brother Don Wildman. And as you call 877-616-2396, Brother Don literally gave his life for the ministry. And so if someone can spare $5, $10, maybe $30 a month and make you a partner where you're going to get a nice little tote and a nice little travel bag and a brand new book from Tim Wildman. So that's good to be a ministry partner like that.
Well, you know, this ministry has been just extraordinarily welcoming to me. You know, we've been here for about a year. And JJ, my backstory on this is that, you know, when COVID hit, I really knew that parents and families were already hurting before COVID. But COVID just magnified so many things, made so many things harder for a lot of families, economically, relationally, socially, just all of the things. And parents are dealing with things today that we did not have to deal with when we were growing up. And we're trying to figure these things out in the moment. And the Lord gave me a heart for parents to say, okay, I have learned. I started off as a very insecure mom. I started off with a lot of family dysfunction and broken family relationships. The Lord has renewed that, restored that, redeemed that, given me a new mindset, a new skill set. And I wanted to share that with others. And so God made a way for me to write a book, which I did. Never thought that I would do that. Somebody said, we want you to write a book. And I said, about what? I had no idea. But God, those are my Amen. Two favorite words. He gave me a message and he gave me a way. And when I was on that book tour, I appeared on American Family Radio, on Walker Wildman's show, on several other shows, and just started to develop a relationship with them. And when an opening came in, it just felt like the right fit. And I thought, okay, but God, he knew. He was preparing my heart, and he had already prepared this ministry as a platform for the message that I would bring. And that is really because of the forethought and the sacrifice that you've so beautifully described here, JJ, from Don Wildman. So I promised, before I forget, I wanted to share part of this letter. I get a lot of letters from listeners and emails, and I want you to know I really, really appreciate these so very much. It is so gratifying. You know, we trust the Lord, just like Don said, and he doesn't call us to be successful. He calls us to be faithful, and that is what I want to do when I am behind this microphone, is just be faithful to serve the audience. But it's so nice when we hear back about what the Lord is doing. So this is a letter from a dad, actually, that I got, and it says, Dear Dr. Nurse Mama, I am so thankful for your afternoon program on American Family Radio. Both you and your guests are very uplifting and inspiring, which that's what we want to do for sure. He said, several weeks ago, I was very concerned about something in a local school. Then I heard your interview with President of Moms in Prayer. When she shared all of the positive results of their prayer, I knew one thing. I could do something like that. So I just concluded 15 minutes of prayer in my home with a friend using the Moms in Prayer format, and we're calling ourselves Dads in Prayer.
I like that.
Isn't that amazing?
I like that.
A third fellow has committed to join us next week. So thank you so much. That is exactly the kind of thing that we want to inspire, because God is working everywhere. And you know, JJ, I shared with you before the break, the primary focus of my professor work is in human trafficking. And people ask me all the time, how can you do that day in and day out? It's so dark. It's so depressing. It's disturbing. And I say, I can do it because of dads like this. Because everywhere I go, I see the Lord at work. I see him calling people and people rising to be obedient to that call, to say, I can do something. And that may be a big ministry like AFA. It may be three dads in a living room who are literally changing and saving. I'm getting goosebumps. Look,
amen.
Verify.
Amen.
I got goosebumps.
Where two or more gathered in my name, Jesus said, I'll surely be there in your midst.
That's exactly right. So that was just really encouraging to me, and wanted to share that with our listeners.
Wonderful. Hey, the number to call, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. 2396. The calls are coming in. God bless you. Thank you. Now, if you notice, Dr. Nurse Mama's not in her normal studio. We're actually in Sheraton Central, as she's mentioned, surrounded by wonderful volunteers. And we didn't compare notes before we came. I've got a letter that I just got 2 days ago. We get a lot of visitors to our campus in Tupelo, Mississippi, and some listeners that came through, husband and wife, Sandy and Kathy Bullock from Abilene, Texas. And so just got this. Thank you for your wonderful hospitality. You are so kind. Our visit with you felt like catching up with old friends. And goes on to say, we were honored to get a VIP tour of the AFA facilities. It's a very impressive place. We finally got to put faces to the voices we've been listening to for years. I've seen some in pictures, but y'all look even better in person. Thank you for being on the front lines in this culture war. You are all in our prayers. When we visited the chapel, I could feel the presence of the Holy Spirit, like in the scene near the end of the War Room movie. I could tell that many prayers had been lifted up in that room. Well, we're actually in that room. We've taken the prayer room and we've turned it into Sheraton Central, if you will. All of these wonderful, smiling people answering the phones, and they're here for one reason, to hear your kind voice, when your friendly voice, when you call 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396, or AFR.net, a gift of any amount. I mentioned earlier becoming a great commission partner with a monthly gift of $30 or more. Monthly gifts, if it's $5, $10 a month, it's easier to do budget that way.
Yeah.
$30 a month, you're going to get a nice little travel tote that has Revive Us Again on there and a brand new book from Tim Wildman, the title, Because These Things Matter. So $30 a month or more, but a gift of any amount. It can be like the widow's mite. It can be like how God used the little boy's sack lunch, what Jesus can do with loaves and fishes.
You know, you mentioned that movie War Room. I love that movie. That movie is all about the power of prayer. And it really did change the way that I prayed over my house, prayed for my kids, just prayed naturally all of the time. And on this show, on the Dr. Nurse Mama Show, JJ, ever since January, every week, we introduce a new healthy habit. So it's 52 habits for healthy families. All you have to do is just listen in and just stack these habits. This is not something new that you have to do, something extra, but something that you can integrate into your life. Now, I know a lot of the things that families face are hard, and people will say, well, it's hard to pray every day. It's hard to have these habits, but you're really just choosing that whatever is difficult. And I would rather choose to try to struggle to make those habits. And the first habit, week one, was prayer. Because we know we cannot lead our families at all without prayer. But you know, JJ, I love that movie War Room. But you know what other movie I like? Yeah, you know what I'm about to say, don't you? I like the movie Fireproof. Have you ever seen that movie, JJ?
I have seen that movie.
You have seen it?
I know some of the actors personally.
You do? Well, why don't you tell us about this, JJ?
Well, I'm actually in the movie Fireproof.
He was a celebrity.
Full disclosure, everybody who was tall, dark, and handsome got cast as a fireman. People that look like me, well, now my friends have told me for years I have a face for radio. I hope that's a compliment. But I was cast as a wheelchair delivery guy. And so there's my 15 minutes of fame. I'm in the movie Fireproof. And I will say, in all seriousness, Kirk Cameron, as likable and kind and humble and nice as he is, when you've seen him on interviews and things on Christian TV or heard him on Christian radio, he's that way in person. Shared meals together on the movie set. He's the real deal. And the Kendrick brothers are the real deal. They're my buddies. I've been knowing them for years. And they are so authentic, and they are just so full of character and integrity. I could tell you a whole lot of things behind the scenes in the movie, but they don't do anything. They don't waste anything. Every single thing they do, the picture on the wall, the address on a mailbox, it's all intentional.
That is amazing. Well, this is kind of interesting, all of these connections we have, JJ, because my claim to fame is that Kirk Cameron's sister, Candace Cameron Bure. She actually put my book in her summer book club last summer.
What?
Yes,
wow.
She did. Now, I didn't know that this was going to happen, but all of a sudden, one day, my phone just starts lighting up. It's text messages from my children. Now, are they impressed that I have a radio show? No. Are they impressed when I speak? No. I mean, I'm just their mom, right? They were very impressed that Candace Cameron Bure gave me a shout out on Instagram. And so thank you to Candace very much, because I really appreciate her giving me such street cred with my kids. And also another fun connection, you know, Candace Cameron Bure was in the movie Unsung Hero. Did you see that movie?
No.
You've got to go see that movie, JJ.
Okay,
if you liked Fireproof or War Room, you would love this movie. She starred in it. It is the origin story of Country.
Oh, yes, band. Yes. We promoted that on the radio, and I've missed getting to go see that.
It's streaming now, and it just won a Dove Award for the feature
wow.
film of the year. So here's
wonderful.
A fun fact, since we're sharing fun facts today.
Yes.
That seems to be the emerging
small bone
theme of
family.
The day. Fun fact, by the way, first of all, the phone number is 877-616-2396. I hear the phone stop ringing, so let's make them ring again, 877-616-2396. But fun fact, the director of that movie, Richard Ramsey, and I were in high school Sunday school together.
What?
I know.
Wow, what a small world.
Isn't that
what
a small world?
World.
So I called him up and I said, hey, I know that when we were sitting in high school Sunday school, we didn't say, hey, why don't you go produce a movie and you do a radio show and then we'll get together and talk about it. But we did. And that was really fun to hear just all the things that God did.
Amen.
Just like you said. And that's the testimony that Richie shared, is that behind the scenes, it was just as authentic as in front of the scenes. And that's
Amen.
What we want to see.
Well, you know, earlier you said watching War Room greatly enhanced your prayer life.
It
started
did.
A real surge in your prayer life. Well, for me, it was teaching my teenagers how to drive. That just caused my prayer life to just go to new heights. Well, off the chart, actually. Hey, listen, you talked
That's
about the book.
True.
Remind us the title of your book.
Okay, so my book is called Behind Closed Doors, A Guide for Parents and Teens to Navigate Life's Toughest Issues. So what I did, JJ, was I took the top 12 things that I was seeing in pediatric practice. Now, usually, when I started out in pediatrics almost 30 years ago, we were dealing with chicken pox and, you know, just regular kind of run-of-the-mill pediatrics things. And now the face of pediatrics has completely changed. Most of the patients I see are dealing with some sort of mental health issue, trauma, just abuse, neglect, anxiety, depression, you name it. And we're seeing things like cyberbullying and pornography. You mentioned that before. And when Tim talked about it, he knew that it was bad. And I think he had the foresight. We couldn't even imagine the way that the internet had changed all of that. And so I took, that's why my show is called what it's called, Dr. Nurse Mama, my professor brain, my hands-on nursing experience, and my heart as a mom to be a guide on the side and to prescribe hope for healthy families. So many families feel hopeless in this world, but JJ, there is always hope, and there is a hope that doesn't disappoint, that is found in the good news of Jesus, and that is what we are here to share. So if you have been blessed by any hope that you have found here through AFA, through AFR, American Family Radio, we would love for you to call in and at 877-616-2396. That's 877-616-2396.
Well, we're winding down on time. The time has flown by. This has been a real treat. Thank you again for including me. Wow, I made it. Now I can go home and say, Dear Diary, I was on Dr. Nurse Mama. Here's the number to call, 877-616-2396, 877-616-2396. You're the doctor, and it's a lot of practical medical information, and I'm certainly no doctor, but can I leave your listeners with some good advice?
Absolutely. I feel like it's going to come in the form of a joke, but go ahead.
Here's some good advice from Dr. Nurse JJ. Never take a laxative and a sleeping pill on the same night. Now, That really is good information. What you do with that information is up to you, but I think that is some really good advice.
I did not authorize that, JJ. I did not authorize or endorse that, but I will laugh at it. I will laugh.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to AFR. Please give us a call or go to AFR.net. We're going to have to shove out of here.
I know we
Thank
are.
You for what you do.
877-616-2396. Thank you, JJ, for hosting. I've had a good time. Laughter is good medicine at Mary Hart. Makes good medicine. And hey, we'll see you right back here tomorrow.